Thanks for tuning in to Real Talk with Michelle, the podcast about purpose, where we discuss what it truly means to live your best life now. Hi guys, on this week's episode of the Real Talk with Michelle podcast, I'm joined by Khadijah Austin. Khadijah is founder and curator of Spiritual with the Bag and host of Bag Talk on IG Live. Spiritual with the Bag is a sacred space and community for Black women to manifest their highest versions of themselves. You do not want to miss this episode, so get comfy, settle in, and enjoy the show. Hi guys, welcome back to the Real Talk with Michelle podcast. This is episode number 76, Real Talk with Khadijah Austin of Spiritual with the Bag. Welcome Khadijah to the show.
Hello, thank you for having me. Like I said before, it is nice to be on the other end. I'm usually interviewing people, so I am excited today.
Yes, and we are so excited to have you here. I'll just give you a second to just kind of introduce yourself before we get into the interview, just whatever little blurbs you want the listeners to know about you.
Okay. Hi, everybody. My name is Khadijah Austin. I am the owner and founder of Spiritual with the Bag, which is a, you know, sisterhood, Black sisterhood community, right? Where we really focus on having deep conversations and deep spiritual connections with one another, right? Mm-hmm. And it's all about being spiritual and, right? You can be spiritual with the bag. You can be spiritual and, you know, be heavy into therapy. You could be spiritual and, you know, like to show out and get dressed up. Like we can do all of those things. And so that's what Spiritual with the Bag is about. I'm also from St. Louis, Missouri. I'm a middle child. I'm a lover of nice things. So that's
yes. You give it to us online. I see it. And it's so good to hear you say we can be spiritual and, because sometimes people think it's just linear. You got to stay in, you don't get to have fun. Don't get to go places or experience life just because you tapped into, you know, this next level of whatever spiritual journey you might be on.
Exactly.
Like, and I love to see it. I'm like, give me all the opulence. I love to see the girls and healthy. Like it's a vibe. Like it's a whole vibe. I was definitely drawn to it for sure.
I appreciate that.
Yes, for sure. You are the host of Bag Talk IG Live, and like you said, the founder, the curator, the owner of Spiritual with the Bag. But before we get there, just kind of talk a little bit about your early life, your childhood, and just kind of your personal relationship with spirituality.
That's a good one. Early life. So like I said before, you know, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri, the home of Nelly. No, just, I grew up in St. Louis, Missouri. I am a middle child of five kids. So it's four of us girls, one boy. Exactly. In a very Black and spiritual family. So, you know, I grew up in the Muslim community, and so faith has already always been a part of my life. Okay. And on top of that, my parents, like my dad, he even had his own like spiritual journey, which led him to Islam. But, you know, what's the word? I don't want to say woo-wooism, but you know what I mean when I say that, right?
Like that spirituality.
Look at that, right? That spirituality aspect has always been a part of our lives. You know, like I grew up having certain gifts that I didn't realize were gifts, right? And my mom had them as well. Like my mom was a heavy dreamer. And she would dream about things before they came true. And so was my grandma. You know, some of my other family members had that. And so, you know, growing up, we always had this understanding that there is more to the world than what meets the eye. Yeah. And so I've always kind of carried that with me, especially, you know, being a young Black girl, you know, living in St. Louis, which is, I love St. Louis, but it's a hard enough city in its own right. Like it's.
I feel like a lot of people I know who live there kind of be like, look, it's an under gritty, like little part. It's nice for what you see, but it's a lot you don't see.
Exactly. It's the trenches. but you know, like, growing up there and having the parents that I did really gave me this foundation that made me feel comfortable being, you know, all of the things that make me Khadijah, right? Whether it's, you know, I am Muslim and I also have dreams and I, you know, I'm intact with my spirituality and I am also heavy in, you know, activism and organizing and in my community. And I also like to get dressed up. Like my mom is a fashion designer. And so like, there's just all these different aspects of myself that as a child, you know, what's funny though, as a child, I wanted to pick one side or the other, if that makes any sense. Like I was like, oh, I have to only be Muslim, you know, then I want to dress up, but I can only do that. Like I was compartmentalizing myself, like a lot of us do when we were younger. But you know, as I've gotten older and gotten through this journey, I've learned that I can be all of those things and all of those things make up who I am. And so, yeah, St. Louis is a special place. My family is an amazing, incredible, special place, and I love all of them dearly. And they really, you know, helped me be who I am today. So
I love that. I love that you were encouraged to kind of embody like all parts of your personality. I think like growing up, I was allowed to do that too. It was like whatever you want to try, whatever you think you might want to do or be into, my people. Well, okay, let's try that then. And then when I'm like, I don't think, they're like, okay, so moving on. But it was really like, you get a chance to show all parts of yourself. I think I even had like a goth phase, child. Like, and
the parents were
like, all right, I don't know where this is going, but she's into right now. A lot of my guests too have kind of had like, which I think, you know, you seem like your family's kind of like rooted in faith, like first. So, but like a spiritual awakening of sorts, where this, was there like a part in your life where it was really like this one thing really just kind of blew my head off and took me next level?
I don't know if I've even talked about this for real.
Only if you feel comfortable sharing, of course.
Hey, we in here. We are in here. We go deep.
I have to let people know. Like, I don't ever feel like I pushed. I write the questions, but they don't have to be answered.
You know, I'm trying to figure out even when it started. So I mentioned earlier that my family has always had some kind of spiritual gifts, right? Yeah. Like my mom, she would communicate with people who've passed away through her dreams, and they might tell her things like, you know, might tell her a number of things, or she might get a premonition that someone is going to pass away or a baby is going to be born. And so those things kind of always been in our family. But I was always used to them happening to her. It might happen to me every now and then, but it always would happen to her. Then, you know, all of those things started happening to me, but it was after a really bad breakup.
Okay.
So I was with this guy of like 4 years, and this is the craziest thing ever. I was with him for 4 years, and I had decided, I was like, you know what? I don't know if I want this anymore, but I'm going to take the summer to really get to know myself and to love on myself and, you know, to do my soul searching. And at the end of the summer, I'll figure out. So at the end of the summer, like I started to do so much stuff for myself that at the end of the summer, like I felt so great that I was like, you know, I can keep doing this, but it ended up ending. And so it kind of shattered my whole little reality. And I was just like, I was just super, I was super hurt. You know what I mean? Yeah. And I'll never forget. This is going to sound so wild, but I'll never forget. I was laying in the bed after the breakup and I was super sad, and clear as day, I felt a presence of someone and it felt like they put a warm golden blanket around me and they were like, you know, you're going to be fine. Right. And it was like, that was the moment where I was like, hold up. Like, am I tripping? Like, you know what I mean? What's going on here? But I didn't realize, but that was the moment that I started to get tapped into, like with my ancestors and like, you know, like my different guardians and stuff like that. Like my great grandpa, he's always with me. And so, you know, in that moment, that's when my gifts started to shine, right? Like after that breakup, really guiding me to healing through that breakup. Cause I would have times where, you know, like I said, I would be laying in bed, I'd be sad, and I would feel that comforting feeling. Or I might have a dream, and the dream is telling me like everything is going to be okay. But it started to make me question, like, how can I say, or open up and expound my faith, mm-hmm. right? I love Islam. And I also love faith and I love religion. I feel like it has, people use it for what they're supposed to use it for. And that, and it is what it is. Right. Yeah. But I was connecting to Islam and faith in a very narrow, mindset. Right. And the series of like, if I do this and I do this and I do this, I'll go to heaven. But if I do this, I'll go to hell. Like in that very narrow mindset. Yeah. And so when I started to have these dreams, I was like, hold on, wait.
Like, what?
I think this might be a little bit more, you know, religion might be a little bit more expansive exactly. than what I thought it was before. Mm-hmm. It might be my experiences, my experiences are showing me and telling me that there's something greater to this. And then I started having these series of dreams. Like I said, my mom connects the spirit through dreams. And I started to have these dreams that, it's so hard to explain, but I would connect in dreams and learn certain things that I didn't know before. Like I learned all about my chakras through my dreams. Like I had a panic attack. I was going through it after that breakup. It was just bad. Yeah. I had a panic attack.
Those are the most cathartic things that happen to us because they give us a chance to re-examine ourselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And how we want to show up in this world. So yeah, I had a panic attack and, you know, I went to the hospital and that night I was asleep and I had this dream that like someone came to me and was talking to me and, you know, about like anxiety and in the body and how it manifests. And then they told me about like, when you feel that feeling, you need to go to your core. And so like, it showed me this visual room of like being in a womb. And it was like, you meditate and like be in this space and allow yourself to meditate in this space. And, you know, like breathe. And like, it was just giving me these certain kind of instructions.
Like get through that, like next time.
Exactly. Yeah. And then they were talking about different points in my body. And so when I woke up from the dream, I wrote it all down. And then I started to research the different points in my body. And I was like, oh, damn, they're talking about the chakras here. You know what I mean? Who was they? I don't know. It was in my, you know, my ancestors, my spirit guides, something. But I had a number of experiences that were very similar to that. And so long story short, because I know I've been talking about this for a minute, it expanded my idea around spirituality. Mm-hmm. And it made me realize that there's so much more to this world than what meets the eye. And now my gifts are kind of full-fledged out in this thing. Like,
How do you, because I always ask people who I talk to, like how they kind of, you know, you don't want to like contain it, but almost sometimes when you first like have these spiritual experiences, you feel raw. You're like out in the world and everything is like open and you're feeling everything. So I always ask people like, how do you kind of do it? Like messages when they come and like not becoming overwhelmed.
I am still learning how to deal with that. I think for a long time, I didn't recognize what was going on. Usually spirit would only speak to me through dreams. Mm-hmm. And so that was the space I knew. That was the space I understood, right? You come to me through a dream. Like if they did come to me through a dream, it would always be at a hotel, right? And they would like take me into a random room in a hotel and like sit down and have a conversation. And so like, I knew it was coming when I would see that happen, right? Mm-hmm. But then things started happening where like, I'll never forget, I was hanging out at a party mm-hmm. with my peoples, trying to enjoy myself. And the next thing I know, like I'm seeing people's, it's not their auras, but I'm seeing flashes of people's lives. Mm-hmm. And so it's like the past, present and future. And what grounds them. And every time I would look at someone, I would get these flashes and I was like, oh shit. And so, you know, my friends was like, what the heck is going on with you? But I started to tell them about it and, you know, they loved listening to it. And so that was just a weird experience. And then I'll never forget another time I was talking to a homeboy of mine and his grandpa showed up right there in my face. And I'm not used to spirit showing up
like outside of drink. Yes. So I was just like, oh, what the hell going on? Like,
like, what are you doing here? Hold up.
Right, exactly. I don't know if I'm ready, but you know, right. He gave me direct messages. His grandpa showed up and then his grandma, and they gave me direct messages. I was able to describe them to a T, what they look like, what they usually wear, that kind of stuff. And so I knew that I was on point. Yeah. Exactly. But that doesn't happen as often. But to be honest with you, I kind of say, like, I don't come to me. I know dreams. I know. So come to me through a dream. If you're trying to talk more in the daylight, I can't help you, shorty. Like,
right. Like, don't. I was telling my friend that the other day too. I was like, look, I got my own people here. I'm really not trying to deal with other people's spirit stuff. Like, so I try to keep myself protected kind of in that way. Cause
yes,
I'm not ready for that.
Right. Creating those boundaries, like, that is what I've learned, mm-hmm. is like creating real spiritual boundaries and also like grounding myself, right?
Yeah.
And realizing, like, I'm getting to a point now where I'm also realizing when spirit is showing up. Like, I might wake up at a certain time in the middle of the night and I'm like, what's going on? What's happening?
Right.
You know, like, and I'm really, okay, this is the spirit. And so now it's up to me to say, okay, do I want to connect with this? Or do I want to say, hey, I'm tired.
Right. I need to go back to sleep.
Right. Don't come tonight. Cause I ain't talking to you. Yeah. Like,
that happened to me for a while myself, where I was real. I think people thought I was nuts. I'm like, guys, every night, 2 a.m. And it sounds cliche. It was not. Every night. And I was like, one day, yes. I remember I rolled up and I was like, I'm so tired. Like, please let me sleep. I received, what's the message? Send it to me, please. But please just let me go back to sleep. Like, I can't keep waking up. I got stuff to do. But it was pretty much like an every night thing. I had to be like, look, we gotta rein this in. Like, I need to get some sleep. And it was happening like 2 weeks out of every month. And I was just whatever the messages are I'm supposed to be receiving, I would wake up and I would just try to, you know, journal something real quick about the way I'm feeling and then try to go back to sleep. But it was like every
That's so funny.
For 2 weeks out of a month. Tattered. Just tattered.
It's a whole bunch of twos going on right there.
Right? I was like, I'm sleeping. But I understand, but the energetic boundary, spiritual boundary is super important for sure.
Yes. Even that. And also, like, I'm a part of this, it's a spiritual sisterhood called the Daughters of the Divine by Yemoja Sade. And so, like, I'm a part of their group, and it's nice being in that because I'm with women who have been through this, and, you know, their gifts are like way beyond whatever I think I got. Right. And so, like, it's easy for me to ask questions or to ask them, like, how do you ground yourself? Or how do you recognize when this is happening? And so I feel like I have some kind of a support group. In that realm, in that area.
Yeah. Cause sometimes, you know, you can start to, you think, like, am I woo-wooing myself out, or is, like, this experience, like, I'm having, like, it's not, like, I'm not making this up, like, this is what happened. Can having a group that you can chat about with it, like, that can kind of help understand it. I think that's, like, that's beautiful. How did you find that community, if you don't mind me asking?
How did I? I prayed about it.
Okay.
You know, I prayed about it and I asked God, like, that's one of the things I do all the time now. Like, I pray out loud and I speak out loud, but I'll never forget, like, I was feeling really lonely in my journey and I was going through a lot of spiritual things and I felt like I didn't have anyone to lean on, and nor did, like, what's the word? What am I trying to say? This world is vast. Mm-hmm. And the spiritual experiences that you can have are very vast and endless, right? Yeah. And I felt like I didn't want to be out here just floating in this grand universe, mm-hmm. without having an anchor that was going to ground me, right? Yeah. Especially when I'm, like, having these spiritual experiences. And so I prayed to have a connection and to have sisterhood so I can learn, right? Yeah. And I can be taught. And I can have someone to talk to. And so a homegirl of mine, she was working with Yemoja Sade for a while. And she was like, yo, you should get a reading from her. And so I did. And that reading blew my, can I cuss on here?
Yes, you can.
All right. Blew my fucking mind away. All right. It blew my, like, the reading was on point because she was talking to my ancestors. Mm-hmm. And she was giving me specific messages that ain't no way that she, ain't no way that she could know.
Right.
And all the things were more like instructions on how I need to, you know, better my life. And so once doing that one, you know, I've only had two readings with her, but they were enough for me to be like, okay, yeah, I ain't getting another one until I get my shit. First, we'll go, exactly, right. But, you know, then she was like, every now and then, I follow her online. And so she would have these talks, like evenings with Ia talks and stuff like that. And so I would join in and listen. And while I was there, I'm like, oh, wow, there are amazing women in here. Like,
yeah,
you know, and in these talks, she's not talking, just talking to us. She's asking us questions and wanting to have our input and feedback. And I was like, yo, this is a dope community. And so when she offered, she does these retreats. And so when she offered the retreats, I was like, yo, sign me up. And you have to go through a whole interview process and stuff like that. And I got in and it was a life-changing experience. Yeah. One that made me forever want to be tapped into that community because I know they get me and I know I'm not alone. And I know we in this together. And so it was just, yeah, my life is better. My life is a billion times better with having that.
Yes, I pray for that out loud often. I journal about it. And, you know, I know it's like happening, but I definitely like ask spirit, God, universe, like send me my community, like send the tribe like towards me. Because as you know, as you kind of start to go through your spiritual things, like, you know, things fall off, you lose people kind of along the way. And that's just kind of part of it. But you know, I'm like, all right, so I know why these things had to be removed, but can you send me something? Can you send me something back? Just a little bit, like send me something, sprinkle them in. And I have, it has happened. But this is like the perfect segue because I stumbled across Spiritual with the Bag on Instagram. Of course, I call that like bringing the tribe towards you.
And exactly.
I remember being really drawn to it and definitely wanted to know like who's behind this and what pushed you to create Spiritual with the Bag?
So much.
We start, we're like, I know where to start some on Instagram. You know, this is, that's how my brain works anyway. I'm like, I'm about to do something. And then I,
you know what? Me and my best friend, we were just having a hard time during the year. And so we decided to check in every morning and like, you know, and to kind of check in with each other, not just mentally and emotionally, but spiritually. And so we would ask a series of questions like, you know, what are your goals for the week? What are your goals for the day? And we would just have these deep introspective conversations about our own growth. Yeah. And this was due like around COVID time, right?
Okay.
Well, that and was so
to do that too.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. And so when I was in the midst of doing that, I would lead these meditations. And in the meditations, I would have us kind of talk to our higher selves, right? Like we would journey through this beautiful ornate door. When you walk through the door, you would see yourself in the future, right? And you would get a chance to look at your surroundings and stuff like that. And then you would sit down in a chair and like have a conversation with her. And like, you know, that person would talk back to you, right? And so you, like, I would get you to remember what they said, that kind of stuff, right? Get you to remember what they said, all that. And so I was in the midst of doing that meditation for her and for myself. And in that, I asked her, I was like, God, you look great. You look happy. You look beautiful. Like what I saw was like this bubbly, beautiful, happy, blessed, vibrant Black woman who I aspire to be in her bag, okay? Like, all in it. And I was just like, dang, like, how are you doing this? And she looked at me and was like, by doing exactly what you're doing now. And I was just like, oh shit. So when I came out of the, go ahead.
All right. Now I was saying like, tell me more.
Yeah. Right. And so when I came out of the meditation, I was like, doing this, what does exactly does that mean? And then when I thought about it, I was like, doing exactly what I'm doing now. Like, what I am known for with my friends is having deep conversations, mm-hmm. having those deep spiritual conversations, right? Being all about our personal and spiritual growth. And even like leading meditations and doing like, that's who I am. Yeah. And so, you know, coming out of that meditation, I knew that's something I wanted to do. And then I had another conversation with my best friend and I was just talking about my future. And I was like, yeah, you know, like I want to be Khadijah who X, Y, and Z, and I want to be this grand, great person. And I want to be spiritual with the bag. And then I was like, oh, that's it.
There it goes.
Exactly. Like that's the name. And so, you know, on that call, I was like, yo, that's it. Like I'm about to create something from spiritual with the bag. And I did. So I later on that night, I created a logo. And, you know, at that point, I did not know how to really use Canva or use logos or create any of those things, but yeah. I got to it. I just started working on that page. Exactly. And I just started working on the page. The first year, I was not as consistent because I was, you know, busy executive assistant life, traveling all over the place.
Yes.
And it was hard to be consistent with that. But it was my baby and I knew it was something I always wanted to do. So, you know, now I'm committed to being consistent to it. Putting in the work.
To the next question. Like, one thing about me is if I meet people, I can tell them because when I'm invested in the journey, I'm invested in it and I watch it. And I definitely noticed you had a moment where you were like, I'm about to quit playing small on this platform. My bad, y'all. Like, I'm back. Yeah. Like, here I am. And I like the content just started and it just flowed. It looked like it naturally. What happened there? Like, where you just woke up?
You know what? It was a combination of a few things. I had taken back in November, I had quit one of my consulting jobs and I was like, I need a motherfucking break. And so during that break, I got a chance to sit, like, I didn't do shit. And that's the first time, like, I was an executive assistant. So I'm used to working 24/7 for over 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I took a few months break. And, you know, I was just trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life. And I had a number of things. I'm like, I want to be fashion. I want to do this. I can do that. You help people be executive assistant. Like, but what kept coming up was you really want to do spiritual with the bag.
Yeah.
So why are you talking about all these other things more than that?
Ooh, the universe be like, you playing whatever.
Right. Right. You playing real hard.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. And so, you know, and also at the same time, you know, I had just started talking to my partner and, you know, we were having a dinner conversation. I was talking to him about my goals and dreams and visions and all the things I want to do. And I realized he made me realize the way I was talking about spiritual with the bag was way more passionate than anything.
Yeah.
That I was discussing at that table, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like, why aren't you pushing that more? And I was like, well, I gotta make money and I gotta do this and I don't have time. I don't have and
all the things that don't even matter.
Exactly.
You really want
right. Mm-hmm. And it hit me that I'm scared. There was a part of me that is scared of going after what I want to do, right? Because there's that fear of failure. Yeah. But I came to the realization, like, I know what it's like to make someone else's dreams come true.
Yeah,
I know what it's like to be scared. I know what it's like to not follow through on my dreams, right? I know what it's like to not be happy, to be depressed, to have anxiety. Like, I know what it's like to be in that space. Now it's time for me to know what it's like to be consistent, to have commitment, to bet on myself, to believe in myself. Like, that's new for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's new for me, but I want to fully, you know, be invested in that feeling. And so, you know, I just had a talk with myself and was like, yo, we in it to win it. And yeah, I have decided I need to be consistent and not just consistent, but consistent in my growth. Like I've hit a certain point where I'm like, okay, I'm doing enough. you know, I'm getting enough regular content out there. Mm-hmm. That's good. But now it's like, okay, what's next?
What's the next step?
How do exactly. we exactly? How up? Are you growing next this? Step. Exactly.
Yes.
What else can you do from this? Like, I'm working on a conference with my brother, which is crazy because usually my brain would be like, oh, a conference, not yet, get two more years. And then something was like, bitch, you said you want to be like Oprah and Super Soul Sunday. Like,
yeah,
you gotta start.
You gotta start.
Exactly.
Just do it, whatever. And it evolves, like, because you can tell when people first start. And I love to see it. And then watch it grow. And the next thing you know, they're on a stage. Like, I've watched people, exactly. Next thing you know, they're right. Like, they have several books that they sell. Like, just from writing line poems like on the internet, mm-hmm. like a book that people are pre-buying. I'm like,
and it's crazy.
And it's right, those micro actions, and then doing it scared or doing it with two people in the audience or mm-hmm. one person listening. Like, it doesn't matter, we just got to do it.
Exactly. And it's the consistency.
Yes, for the conference.
That's the consistency.
Do it. Yeah,
I'm doing my thing, you know.
What mission do you hope to accomplish with the platform? Like, what do you want the girls to know?
What do I want the girls to know? That's a good one. You know, I really want the girls to, I want us all to really live up to our highest potential because we can.
Mm-hmm.
We can have it all. We actually can. Like, we'll be fucking around like we can't.
Endless out there. Like, I think about it sometimes. I'm like, there is so much. Like, there's so much. Yes. Like, everybody can have it all. Whatever it all
exactly.
means
to you. To like, you. Exactly.
You can have it. Whatever. It's kind of crazy. And yes to that. Like, just, I always tell my partner, I'm like, part of what I feel like I make people see whenever I try whatever I want to try is possibility. Like, as soon as I say I'm a podcast host, then I'm like turning right into it. And like, a lot of people will just be like, Michelle, like, you, when you say you're about to do something, you literally just go and do the thing. You make it seem like it's really just like a flipping mind state. And I feel like if we could just get people just a little flip, like, everything I want, possibilities are endless. Like, they wouldn't be able to, nothing can stop you at that point, because you realize you can have whatever you want.
Exactly. And when you're in that state, mm-hmm. that state of mind of life bends to your will. I hope people understand, like, life bends to your will, because it already bends to your will when you are in the state of like being upset and feeling like you don't have enough. It bends to your will then, because it's like, all right, bitch, well, your car fucked up now. And today, all right, that's what you want to do. Well, you ain't got enough money today. Like, it already bends to your will then.
Yes.
So when you step outside of that, right, and you, the possibilities are endless, and I'm a walking, living, breathing testimony to that, because the thing, my friends always talk about, like, lucky things happen for me, like, I'll get a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to work for this person, and now I'm traveling the world, or but it's because I'm always like, oh, those things happen to me, oh, they happen to me. You
know? People want me to work with them, and they want me to travel, take care of their thing, like, that's exactly, like, it's really that easy. Like, I always tell people, I'm like, the opportunities that are for me are attracted to me, they come to me every day, I have to do is put out my little bit of, like, my inertia into it.
Mm-hmm.
It happened. It's just so, it makes me excited to talk about it, honestly. I want to do the thing. I'm like, okay, just do it. I guess my boyfriend, I was like, hey, I want to have a podcast. He was like, okay, like, so start a podcast. Just do it. I was like, well, I don't have. He's like, you don't need that. Your computer has a microphone. I'm like, you know, the first episode sound wild. And then he was like, I'll buy you a mic. And I'm like, 20 episodes, let's go. So my boyfriend bought the mic. So
love it.
Really all about just thinking that we can. And I, like, that's why I also like your platform, because it's like, we can have all these things, anything, mm-hmm. and like whatever it is to you. And I like to let people know that's different. The idea of my future will look different from yours, because I know mm-hmm. like me, complete peace and happiness is going to be different from somebody else. And we can all have it in whatever way.
We can all have it in whatever way. You said that perfectly. Like, yes. Oh, so perfectly.
Let's see. what does the future look like for you with Spiritual with the Bag? I know you mentioned a conference. What else do you have in store?
The future is endless. No, but seriously, the way I see it, like I told you before, I want to be motherfucking Super Soul Sunday out here in these streets, where like we are able to see ourselves and our sisters.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
Famous, not famous, our everyday sisters, like we are able to really see ourselves in their journey, right? And mm-hmm. to be able to, like, I want a platform where, like, I see myself on stage at Essence Fest. You know, bag talk stage,
yeah,
where I'm having these interviews, you know what I mean? Yes. Having these deep spiritual conversations and discussions, because again, we can do both, right?
Yes,
like I see that happening. Like I see retreats.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when I did my original meditation, meeting my higher self, one of the things, the visions that I really saw was me leading big retreats.
I love it.
And bringing women of color together, and me not just running the retreats, but just, you know, really bringing everyone together collectively, because we all have a voice and we all have gifts, right? Yeah. And so I, you know, see myself having retreats where, as like when we come together, we're able to help each other learn, heal, and grow.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a community thing, not a one person thing, not a guru who sits on their high horse on the top of the hill telling me what to do.
Interactive, right? And people can interact with you too.
Exactly, mm-hmm. exactly. So, you know, I see stuff like that. Like I'm coming out with some merch. Like there's just a lot of things on the way.
I love it. It seems like it's all starting to kind of make sense for you, where you see like each aspect of it, which if you're future imaginative, that's why I tell people, like, I can already see it. It's just like taking the steps to like get there. But like the vision, like seeing myself doing the stuff is already happening.
Yes.
That's how we already know. We already know it's in the plans then. The universe is like bringing it to us.
Exactly. Now it's like, I just need to take, like, I see the grand vision and I see where I am now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, one of the things that I've been dreaming about recently is like, okay, now it's time to take the steps in between.
Yeah.
How do you get from point A to point B? Because eventually you got to get to Z. So how are you getting to B first, right? Like, and so that's what I'm just working on right now.
Right. And you are the host of your own live show on IG called Bag Talk. How's that been going for you?
Bag Talk is great. I love Bag Talk. So on the IG Live, I get, you know, women to come on and to talk about the many ways that they are spiritual and, right?
Yes.
And so I've had a number of guests on. I think I had one guest, Camila, who talked about the relationship between faith and spirituality, which is a dynamic conversation.
It is.
Yes. Oh God. Like, I had someone else talk about therapy, like spirituality and therapy. And she really got into like our ancestral traumas and treasures. Like we're having deep conversations.
I love this. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. I can already tell
it's like
the little clips that I see. I'm like, oh, this one's getting deep. This one's going in.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, we are going in deep. And so with Bag Talk, like I'm completely enjoying myself, because if you know me, you know that this is what I do with people. I can connect with you on some like surface level shit. But if I really fuck with you, I am connecting with you on some deep conversations. And so to be able to do this on my platform and to be unapologetically me and have these conversations out loud and encourage others to have them out loud has been a beautiful journey. Like, and each guest inspires me. Like, my next guest is Precious, of Finding Her Light. And our conversation is going to be around like the journey of healing through grief, right? And, you know, I had a, so I do these check-in calls with people where we just, you know, it's supposed to be like 15 minutes and we kind of, you know, have a general check-in, but we talk for an hour and a half because the conversations are so needed, you know, like talking about, you know, the ways that we look at grief and even a grieving person, right? We often want to say, okay, grieve for those 5 days. And then now it's time to get over it. When it's like, grief isn't what? Like that. That's a journey. It doesn't go away.
Yes.
You know,
I lost my father 3 years ago. And that was actually when all of my awakening like happened, because that was just the closest person I had ever like lost as far as, close in proximity to me, live with, been around all the time. It was, that was one of the toughest things ever, like just being thrown off the axle, like all the way, like what, how, like how to move forward. And it taught me a lot about myself, the grief and like through it. Like my, first like spiritual experience was my dad coming and being like, okay, that's enough. Like, get it together, get up. Cause it was just, you know, starting to spiral down. And like my dad was like, Michelle, get up. Like, that's it. Come on. Like, let's go. And I'm like,
I love that.
All right. I'm like, let's do it. Like, let's get it together. And I was at peace, like, kind of in that moment because I heard him say, all right, I love you. I'm always here, but we gotta move forward.
Right.
Like,
so it's time.
It's time to go. I would be very interested in that. In that episode.
Precious is amazing. You know, I also love talking to these people because you're able to see what they're passionate about. And you're able to see, like, especially with some of my guests, I'm like, oh, okay, this is a thing for you. Like, I was talking to Precious and I'm like, oh, I can see you on stage, you know, at your book signing deal, and you are having these deep conversations. Like, I see this because what you're speaking on right now is needed, right? And so for so many of my guests, like, the information that they have, the knowledge that they have is endless and is beautiful.
Yeah.
And we often seek that from someone sitting on a high horse somewhere, not realizing that your sister right across from you got that same beautiful knowledge. So I don't know, bag talk.
I love bag talk. It's, yeah, it lights you up. It's a passion of yours.
Yes.
Knowing that, because my next question was just like, what's your favorite part about the show? I'm guessing it's going to be like having deeper conversations.
Yes.
That's my own personal guess from just you chatting about it.
Yes. No, you're right on the money. Having those deep conversations, those juicy, deep conversations is my favorite part. Because often like the gems that they drop, I pick them things up, put them in my pocket and use it in my everyday life. It's like, you know what I mean? They're my own self-help book. Like, you know what I mean?
And you get to just talk to these people. That's why I tell people, I'm like, oh my God, every guest I have on the show, every time I hang up, I'm like, oh my God.
Right.
And like, because it really is just getting to talk to somebody else who has a unique perspective on something.
Yes.
And I like to have a myriad and a rainbow. Like, who can I call when I'm having this? And who can I look to for inspiration when I'm going through this type of thing? Because we all have something to give. For sure. Yes.
Yeah, I just love it.
What do you hope that bag talk kind of gives to the collective, like your legacy of it's out there? That's why I tell people, like, you know, the stuff that we create is out there forever.
Yeah.
What do you want them?
That's a good point.
From it.
What do I want them to get from it?
Yeah. What are we taking away from it?
I want bag talk to be a part of their spiritual growth and their spiritual journey. You know, something like a dictionary. I want them to be able to go through and say, oh man, I am dealing with I'm having a hard time with my relationship between faith and spirituality. Let me look up this episode and this part in the episode where so-and-so said this and that and see what that gives to me.
Yeah,
you know, like, I am having a hard time dealing with the passing of, you know, someone close to me. Let me relook at this episode and see what this person can lend, and not just look at the episode. Now let me go follow that person and see what other resources and information that they have. Like I feel like it can be a self-help, a Black women led self-help book and guide. Yeah, to our lives. And these are everyday women. That's my thing. It's like, these are everyday people.
Exactly.
You know, like I love social media, mm-hmm. but social media also gets on my nerves.
Listen.
When, you know, you have the people who are like, I am a spiritual guru and I never do any wrong. And I am one dimensional.
Yeah.
If you want to be spiritual, you only have to show up in this way. And it's like, that's not how it works.
I can't relate.
Right. I can't relate. Exactly. And I want to be able to see someone that look like me, feel like me, act like me, who are going through similar things. And so that's what I hope that Bag Talk gives. And you know, I'm actually opening it up to not just women, but men too. Like my guest after this is going to be a man who's going to talk about the relationship for Black men and therapy and spirituality. Because
you know,
the Black men, they be needing the therapy. We need it too, but they need it.
They need to talk to somebody. That's what I say. It's not like you need to talk to somebody. Like you just need, you need somebody else to chat with outside of yourself.
Exactly.
For a little while. Yes.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
The men's perspective too, because they've got some collective healing to do as well. Like
exactly.
They're out here doing the work. We need the fellas to do the work too.
Yeah, we do. And you know, it's a community thing. We all have something to lend.
Yeah.
It will be a Black women-centered space.
Of course.
But I will also have my Black men in there dropping their gems and giving their offerings as well. Because, you know, yeah, we need perspective. And then it's all about community.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? As Black people, we need that whole community. So
we need community. And we need to start giving into our communities more in whatever ways that we can. I agree. Yes. I agree. Let's take a little moment and just do a quick pivot, because I hate to feel like I'm in interview mode. I feel like I'm trying to find like a good balance in between like asking questions, talking, and then not seeming like I'm just taking you through a job interview.
Yeah. No, you're fine. This is great.
How do you balance your mental health, your self-care, and your wellness practices?
Between
work and you know everything else, we gotta try to get our spiritual hygiene, I guess, together.
That's a good point. How do I balance that? When I set up real clear boundaries.
Okay.
Work used to run my goddamn life.
Yeah.
Run my life. I mean it, right? I couldn't do anything without like looking at an email or checking something or sending a car service or getting ready for this award show. Like I work ran my life. And so I've had to learn how to set real clear boundaries on what I will do and what I will not do.
Mm-hmm.
And that opens up space now for me to really have self-care and to love on myself the way that I need to.
Yes.
I'm at a point where I am now treating myself like the baby. You know what I mean? You got to feed the baby. Has the baby had lunch yet? You know what I mean? Because I know myself, like I will take care of everyone around me. If there is a kid, I could be working my ass off, but if there's a kid in my household, I'm like, have they had lunch? Let me go make it right quick. Let me get back on my computer then, right? Mm-hmm. Have they, you know, they're running around with their diaper. Oh, they need clothes. Let me go get it. You know, I will take care of everyone else around me and, you know, it just hit me like, no, you treat you like the baby. Have you got up and put on grown people clothes today? Or are you still in your snuggie? You know what I mean? Like,
all right, let me start with my day.
Exactly. Like, have you gotten up, gotten outside, got fresh air? Like my self-care has turned to me treating myself like the baby. mm-hmm. like a baby. Like this yeah. is, I am my own child. So how would I treat my child? That is how I'm going to treat me. You will not be overworked. You will have beautiful, loving words poured into you. You will eat great meals. You will have quiet time. You will go outside. You will move your legs and you will laugh. Like yes. these are the things, and these you are know, the that things I try to do for myself
every day. Like I
exactly
are like, how are you always in this mood? I'm like, yo, like before y'all ever even see me make an appearance on Instagram, I've had probably an hour and a half, like personal self-care things. Like I do with myself
right.
in the morning before I'm even presented to the world in any fashion.
Right.
So, and it's important for me because it does make me, like you said, feel grounded and then ready to take on the rest of my day. Like I have to, like I could have, there's no way, like personally for me, I could have woke up at like 10:55 and been like, I have an interview with somebody. Like, like no, like there's stuff I had to do way before we exactly. even got on this call to be like this.
Mm-hmm. To ground yourself.
Yes. So I'm gonna take like a quick break so we can hear from the sponsors and we'll be right back. Hi guys, welcome back to the Real Talk with Michelle podcast. This is episode number 76, Real Talk with Khadijah Austin of Spiritual with the Bag. Khadijah, you may or may not know, I am a certified life coach specializing in happiness and fulfillment. And I ask everybody on the show to kind of tell me what their idea of happiness is and just something that you're grateful for today.
Ooh, that is a good question.
I like it.
What is my idea of happiness?
Yes. Take your time. It's one of those ones.
You know, it is one of those ones, but I'm going to answer this in two parts.
Okay.
Me, 5 years ago, my idea of happiness would have been based around me trying to be my best, highest, most gracious, wonderful self and whoa. Getting to some point and like it would have been rooted in me trying to be something other than who I am and what I'm experiencing right now.
Yes.
And right now, mm-hmm. My idea of happiness is being content
yes.
with who I am and how I'm showing up and loving my journey.
Mm-hmm. Every step.
Every step. Yep. Every step.
Every step.
And not continuously wanting, to be something greater without appreciating who I am.
Exactly.
Like I've spent so much time wanting to be thinner or to have this, my hair to be longer or for me to have, you know, more money or this and that. And like discrediting the Khadijah who is showing up every day in this part of the journey. You know, and I think it caused me to be unhappy because I was constantly looking for myself in other places and not right here in the now. And so happiness would be loving myself in the now. And I think I'm at that point. Like I love myself here and now. Like,
yes.
you know, like I am the thickest I've ever been and I fucking love it. Like, you know what I mean? Like I am. My money's is coming. Money, you know, this is my first year being an entrepreneur and on my own. Mm-hmm. And so my money wasn't what like it used to be. Ooh, right. And normally I would be all like, Khadijah, what? And I'm like, girl, appreciate it. One, you got more time to focus on the things you want to do. You have yes. more time to choose what you want to do next.
Mm-hmm.
Be blessed for the fact that it's been 9 months and you've been paying all your own bills as your own entrepreneur doing contract work, bitch. Like,
yes. And the needs are met.
Providing your own happiness. Exactly. Right. Exactly. The needs are met. This is happy.
Yes.
You're happy. This is my version of happiness. Me right now. Like, I'm a bad bitch. Like, excuse my language, but I'm doing all those things for myself. Like, mm-hmm. yeah. Yeah. That's so it. Happiness is me in the now.
I love it. That's what I'm saying. Like I had to teach myself like present right now and to just always know like a part of you asked for this. Like, and I have yes. to remind myself, I'm like, you asked for this and it was going to come yes. with some contingencies and it's, you know, the financial might have changed, but you are you live where you dreamed of living. So I know my 20-year-old self was like, woo, like, it's you, girl, really? So it's just like, and you know, I have to just be like you said, the abundance of doing the things I enjoy will always bring me what I need. Cause sometimes yes. I'm just like, it'll be like a cash. I think a Cash App came through. And I was talking to a friend one day and I was like, thank you, God. And I turned back around, kept talking to her. She was like, did you just get a Cash App? And then just say thank you in the middle of that. I'm like, I was not expecting whatever money that was. And it just binged in. And I was like, right. Oh, thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to acknowledge that because that I'm not expecting anything. I'm not even sure who that is from just yet. So, but it's like, I have to remind myself and that God spirit is always just like, Michelle, you have everything that you need, all your
yes. bills
taken care of, you eat.
Yes.
Like you're able to do some things you want to do and be patient and stay in the now and just be grateful for right now. So I'm always like, I'm grateful for this point yes. in my journey. Because I'll get to talk about this point at some point where like I remember these moments and you know, pushing exactly. for things I want to do. Like I'm trying to create my future reality and I know what I want it to look
yes.
like. And right. it's not bone work to the hands anymore. Like for me. I'm bloop, like bloop. Just that's not what I want to do.
No, and I ain't got, and you know what? My favorite word is because I don't have to. I don't have to. I don't have to work my ass to the point where I am tired and exhausted. And like, no, that's not how we work. That's not even right. the experiences that we are manifesting and calling into our lives. Like, I'm calling it easy money. I'm calling it good experiences. I'm calling it happiness. Like, I'm calling in all of those things because I've called in the others for so long and I've had enough of that. So
I don't want to be tired anymore and not be able to keep my eyes up. I don't want to wake up and eat some fruit and have my coffee right. and then, you know, do my work, like ease into my day. Like
exactly.
that's part of who I am. So I'm like, you know, you can call me a lady of leisure if you want to. I'm planning it. So
right. Yes, I am a lady of leisure. Right.
Yes, I am.
And it seems like you want to be too because you're watching me. So
let me teach you how to get there.
Right. Right.
Yes. Do you have one thing that you're grateful for today?
That's a good one.
Yeah.
I didn't think about that. What is one thing? So many things.
So many. It can be small, it can be big. Just, you know.
I got it. I am grateful that I'm grateful about my connection with my spirituality.
Yes.
Like having that deep spiritual connection, I'm incredibly grateful for that because it is me leaning into my spiritual connection has greatly transformed my life. Mm-hmm. And the more I lean into it, the better my life gets.
Yes.
My spirit is leading my bag.
I love it. Yes.
And like I said, the more that is carrying it, the more plentiful my bag gets. And so I'm grateful for that. I spent a lot of time denying it or also feeling like my spiritual gifts are too much or just, you know, being afraid to lean in.
Yeah.
And everything has just opened up and blossomed for me because I am leaning in. So I'm grateful for making that decision to lean closer. And I'm grateful that, you know, my ancestors show up the way that they do for me. And my community of sister girls, my spiritual community shows up for me the way that they do. I'm grateful that my family does, right? Like the gifts that they give me, like, and I think all of that's showing up for me because I'm showing up for myself.
Mm-hmm. Period.
So,
like, that's the one right there. Like, I've definitely noticed the more I feed myself, the things that light me up, that give yes. me joy, that everything else is attracted to that. Like, and I'm just like, oh, okay. Like, here go the things that I wanted to draw towards me. From feeding mm-hmm. myself first, taking care, like you said, taking care of yourself first.
I'm the baby.
Get the baby taken care of and then everything else works. I mean, it makes sense. Moms have to make sure baby is set and then she can take care of the rest right. of the time. baby, put them in the chair and put on some TV and baby's good.
Right. Even shit, we got to take the baby to the extracurricular activities at school. What? Like, I'm just trying to feed into myself fully in that manner. Like,
I love it.
I'm kind of shine, but yeah.
Well, I am so glad that you came on and spent some time and we got to communicate and also just hoot this bomb woman behind the bag that I've just been watching. I mean, you were in the memes at one point and I was like, oh my God, like this girl is fabulous. I love, and I feel like I found it maybe during quarantine. I was probably on the internet way more than I was, but I feel like that's when I like stumbled upon it and I was like, what is this? Cause I was just kind of coming into my own, but I'm so glad that you came on the show.
Yes.
Thanks to the listeners for tuning in. I know they're going to love this. Khadijah, tell the listeners how they can find you on the internet or where.
Well, I'm all
website. Oh. However you want to be found.
You can find me at Spiritual with the Bag. No, seriously though, you can find me on Instagram at Spiritual with the Bag, but it's W for with and T-H-E, the bag. Okay. So you can find me at Spiritual with the Bag on Instagram. I am on TikTok and I am on YouTube. So yeah, go follow me. Let's have some deep conversations. And if you know anybody who you feel like should be on Bag Talk, or you want to be on Bag Talk yourself, like let's do it. So.
I love it. And I will leave all of Khadijah's info in the show notes. Again, guys, thanks for tuning in. This is episode number 76, World Talk with Khadijah Austin of Spiritual with the Bag.
Hi guys. One more thing before you go, please make sure to rate, subscribe, and review the podcast wherever you listen to podcasts. You can also catch up on the podcast on YouTube at the same name, Real Talk with Michelle. Make sure to hit the notification button to be notified when new episodes go up. You can like our Facebook page, Real Talk with Michelle, and give us a follow on Instagram at Real Talk with Michelle. You can also leave voice notes in Anchor, and if you'd like to send in your guest gratitudes or you'd like to be featured on a future episode, or you have topic suggestions, you can email realtalkwithmichelle@gmail.com. If you'd like to support the podcast, you can at www.anchor.fm, that's F as in Frank and M as in Mary, /realtalkwithmichelle/support. Thanks for tuning into this episode of Real Talk with Michelle. I am so grateful for you. I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.